All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Tuesday, February 21st, public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody here. It's nice to see so many faces in the meeting for once. If everyone would please stand, Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's all about the word prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for this beautiful day that you've given us, Lord. We would ask that you continue to be with us through this meeting, guide and direct each and everything that's said here. We would ask that everything that's said here is pleasing to you. Lord, we just continue to thank you for all that you do for us each and every day. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda?
No, sir, there's not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the public agenda?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Is there any corrections, additions, or concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Motion is second. The minutes are approved by mutual consent. All right, we have a couple of recognitions today that we're very excited about. First up, if I could have Davina come up, please. And we are honored to recognize Garrett County employee Lonnie Rush, who's retiring after 19 plus years of service. And come on up, Lonnie. Well, let's present him and then we'll get our picture up
okay.
Here.
Do you want to read it at home or?
Sure.
I can read it first. All right. The Board of County Commissioners' commendation to Lonnie Rush, 19 plus years of service of Garrett County Department of Public Works Utilities Division. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the citizens of Garrett County, join together to extend our sincerest appreciation to you on your 19 plus years of loyal and dedicated service with the Garrett County Department of Public Works Utilities Division. As a Utilities Division electrician crew leader, your hard work, knowledge, and commitment provided to the citizens of Garrett County has been very much appreciated. We hereby honor you and bestow upon you the certificate of commendation as a token of our gratitude for your many years of service with Garrett County government. It's signed by Commissioner Paul Edwards, James Heimball, and Larry Tishnell. Congratulations to you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Lonnie. Also, as a token of our appreciation, is a clock from Simon Pierce.
I don't know what they told you, but I'll probably take a little rest. Let me get some pictures here.
Send her going?
There we go.
Come on, Carol.
Did you want to say anything?
No, I'm fine. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you. All right, at this time, if I could have Debbie Carpenter come forward, please. And we are also honoring Troy Ellington today for his 13 plus years of service to the Garrett County Planning Commission.
Well, Troy, I have a number of messages for you today, so I'll save this one for last because it's the most eloquent. The
first one comes from John Nelson.
Oh.
He could not make it today. He wanted to, but his, as often happens with the doctor's appointment, he took his wife to the doctor's appointment. It took longer than he expected, and so he didn't make it. But he said to extend his congratulations and thank you for your work in the community and for your leadership.
We did talk about you yesterday as we were setting in the goose blind, so just so you know about it.
The second message is from your planning commission. They wanted to give you something a little extra special to thank you for being their illustrious leader for as many years as you have. And knowing how much you love downhill snow skiing, we commissioned a painting for you from a local artisan, and we hope you will enjoy that.
Wow.
This is Kathy Hill Cooper, and here's a card in case you ever need anything from her. I have other cards if anybody needs any cards. Okay. And this is from the commissioner, so I'll read it off for you. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the great people of Garrett County, join together to extend our sincerest appreciation to you on your 13-plus years of loyal and dedicated service with the Garrett County Planning Commission. You have served the citizens by not only fulfilling your duties as a member of the Planning Commission, but also through your willingness to take on leadership responsibilities, most notably serving as chair since 2008. Your hard work and dedication, as well as your thorough and diligent approach to researching sometimes complicated and/or contentious issues, has helped to improve the quality of life for our residents and has helped to ensure the orderly growth of our county. We hereby honor you, Troy Ellington, with a certificate of commendation and wish you the very best in all future endeavors. Signed, Paul Edwards, James Heimbaum, and Larry Titchy.
Thank you.
Okay, next up on the agenda, we have a proclamation, and this is actually a special proclamation for Spay and Neuter Month of February 2017, and I would like to invite Damian Spiker up, please. Damian is a fourth grade student at Broadford Elementary. He's working on his Be the Change You Wish to See in the World project for the school. And Damian wanted to have this proclamation written requesting the last Tuesday in February be National Spay and Neuter Day for Garrett County. Damian, is there anything you want to say? I don't blame you.
So he helped write some of that.
All right, and Damian helped write some of this, so we'll read it together. How's that sound? All right. Spay and Neuter Month Proclamation, February 2017. Whereas pets have not just become pets, but part of our family. Whereas as a result of the lack of important resources and awareness of pet owners, the animal shelters and humane societies across the country euthanize approximately 2.7 million pets a year.
Whereas spaying and neutering has proven to reduce the population of unwanted pets, making it worth the investment for pet owners. Whereas programs like the low-cost and no-cost spay-neuter programs and assistance offered by the Garrett County Humane Society and HART help many families prevent those unexpected multiples of pets. Whereas communities across the United States participate in World Spay Day in 2014, they were able to spay-neuter more than 68,000 animals and have continued to promote awareness for years to follow.
Now, therefore, we, the Brawford of Garrett County Commissioners, do hereby proclamate February 2027 to be Garrett County Spay and Neuter Month.
And urge our citizens to commend this observance. In witness thereof, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, have hereunto set our hands and caused the seal of Garrett County, Maryland, to be affixed hereto this on this 21st day of February in the year of our Lord 2017, signed by Commissioners Heinbaugh, Tishnell, and myself. And we're going to give this to Damien since he helped write it and took this on his own. And how about a big round of applause? We do have some representatives from HART and Humane Society. If you guys want to come up, we'll get another picture taken with the proclamation. And yeah, if mom and dad.
We all work together.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you for doing that. I know Broadford's done a lot of projects on that.
Sure. We'll get out and just get out of the way.
We don't have any puppies or kittens because then people don't want to stay in there because they're cute.
Ready? All right, I got it. Thank you.
Carol, do you want to get one? Hold up, man. There you go.
I'm going to fix his car.
Wait a minute, everybody get it? Hold on. Make sure we got it. I see cameras there. Whoever.
Did you have a copy of it?
Or?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Okay.
Nice.
Great job, Damien.
Okay, at this time, we actually will close the meeting to go to a public hearing on Deep Creek Lake and Trout Run wastewater treatment plants and Bloomington Water Storage Tank. Do we have a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing? Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. The public meeting is now closed. The public hearing is now in session. Pat Hudnall from Department of Public Utilities will lead the hearing.
Pat.
Thank you, gentlemen. Sorry to bring us back to business from the proclamations and or celebrations we've had here. Real briefly, presenting this public hearing, we're going to present some draft amendments to the master plan pursuant to Title 26, Subtitle 3 of COMAR and Title 9, Subtitle 5 of the Environment Article of Maryland's annotated Code of Regulations. Briefly, for the Trout Run and Deep Creek Lake Wastewater Treatment Plant, we're adding language that enables us to pursue enhanced nutrient removal funding from the state. Basically, it's a text amendment that states that we are entertaining pursuing this funding. It enables us to actually pursue the funding from the state. And the last thing would be for the Bloomington Water Treatment Storage Tank. We're amending the language to change the volume of the tank from 100,000 gallons to 150,000 gallons. This is just to allow us to secure some emergency funding for that tank system.
Are there any questions or comments related specifically to this topic at this time?
The water storage tanks that are there now at Bloomington, there's two smaller separate tanks?
Two 60,000 gallon tanks there. One is currently out of service due to damage and deterioration.
And this is going to allow you to get mostly grant money to pay for it then?
Yes.
Thank you.
The funding agencies require us that anything we ask for has to be compliant with the plan. So if it doesn't say it in the plan, we can't ask for it.
Yeah. How about the, real quick, how about the enhanced nutrient removal? Is that meaning we're going to spend more money then to upgrade those plants? Or is this part of that same thing and enables you
this to... This opens us up to getting grant money to upgrade those plants.
Thank you. I don't have any more questions.
Anyone else? All right, if there are no other comments or questions, do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Public hearing is now closed and the public meeting is now reopened. and next up we will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 2017-1, which proposes amendments to the plan, basically outlined with what Pat said. A copy of this will be made available to anyone that wants to read it verbatim.
So moved.
We have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Pat and Jay. Appreciate it. And all the work you do on all of these projects. Okay, and that ends the business portion of our meeting. Does anybody have any public comment or questions at this time? Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask a question about the resignation of Tom Carr from the Board of Education. Just a point I have in reading the newspaper article about it that appeared in the Republican, some matters related to that, in which Mr. Carr asked Steve Frotz if his house was in District 2, and at the time he asked, Mr. Frotz said it was, and then later on found out it was not. And I guess I have, my point is that Mr. Frotz has been at his job long enough to know if it's in District 2 or District 3 or District 1. So if he is quoted in the newspaper article saying I inadvertently told him it was in District 2, when in fact it was not, I just guess I have a point there about, did he really not know that it was in District 2? I guess my point is, have you discussed this with him?
I have.
Under the auspices of the county?
I have not spoken with him about this matter.
That's just a point I have about that.
He's a state employee.
Because if I were a candidate or in public office,
and point,
I asked if I moved and I said, will there be a problem here?
Point of clarity, though, Jim, and you raise a very good point, and it's well taken. But to clarify, Steve actually is a state employee, not a county.
Okay.
He's not necessarily under our purview.
So. But it's a valid observation.
Yeah. Not to undermine what you said.
True.
Yeah.
But when they had staff meetings, he was here.
Yeah.
So
the
county
yeah.
staff meetings. So it's ambiguous in a sense.
Yeah.
But I guess my point was, if I asked, I would expect a correct answer. And months later, if it turned out to be an incorrect answer and I had to resign from a position, I'd be a little more than furious. So that's my point. Thank you.
Point taken. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Hearing nothing, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Our next meeting is Monday, March 6th, 4 o'clock here. Thank you.
Good.
I think we beat last time.
I don't know. We can do that a couple times.
Thank you, Kevin. Good job.
Yes, thank you.
Jay, be careful walking back.
I'm trying to fall this time.
Are you sure?
For a ride, but I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, I'm headed to Annapolis. You don't want to go that way.